The Strident Conservative, exposing liberals one lie at a time.
Hello, America. This is David Leitch, the Strident Conservative. In March 2016, the American College of Pediatricians determined that, quote, conditioning children into believing a lifetime of chemical and surgical impersonation of the opposite sex is normal and healthful is child abuse, end quote. Barack Obama spent a lot of his time near the end of his presidency promoting this sexual abuse of children by exploiting the power of his office to force public schools into accepting transgender students as normal and mentally healthy. Joe Biden is ready to pick up where his former boss left off. Shortly after that report by the American College of Pediatricians, Obama's education secretary suggested that the Department of Education begin using a far-left interpretation of Title IX to bully states into promoting transgenderism. Title IX is the law that protects students and school faculty from discrimination based on sex in education. However, Obama only got so far with promoting the sexual abuse of children using this tactic, so Biden will take it to the next level. Biden's Department of Education will be expanding the definition of sex discrimination under Title IX to include gender identity. Biden will do this by combining Supreme Court ruling that created a non-existent constitutional right protecting transgenders under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act to the new interpretation of sex discrimination under Title IX. From the bathrooms and locker rooms to school sports, the government endorsed and soon mandated sexual abuse of children is the price Obama and Biden, as well as Trump and many so-called conservatives, are willing to pay to make the LGBT agenda the supreme law of the land. I've written a lot more about this on my website. If you would like to check it out or you want to let me know what you think, visit stridentconservative.com.